Some West Bloomington business owners have a vision for a new centerpiece project for their neighborhood. It's an area that regional planners have defined as a food desert. Lori Bell and Arthur Haynes are leading the new West Market Street Council, which has a concept to take over a plaza where the recently closed Pop's grocery store was located. They told GLT's Eric Stock they want to add a full-service grocery store.
In my vision, what I see is something similar to the plaza where Hy-Vee is, a smaller scale, of course, but that horseshoe design with all of the different storefronts and the larger section of that plaza being a grocery store.
And Laura, you wrote in your essay, Recipe for Disaster, Food Desert in the Heartland of America, that there is this tragic irony that in an area surrounded by farm fields, that West Bloomington exists in a food desert. Once thriving part of the community, it's now a part of the city that commerce has largely forgotten. Why do you think it's been difficult to get businesses, in particular grocery stores and restaurants, to locate in these neighborhoods and be successful?
Well, there's two ironies. The one that you stated with the farm fields everywhere. So here we are in the heartland and people have no access to food. The other one, you know, specific to West Bloomington, is that West Bloomington used to have lots of grocery stores. I mean, it is the oldest, most historic part of the city. So there were corner stores everywhere. There were grocery stores everywhere. Holton Homes, the housing development, is named after a grocery store owner. Like, that's how prominent grocery people were in West Bloomington back in the day. So as the white flight happened from West Bloomington, that's when we lost the grocery stores. What makes me feel hopeful is that all these people have moved here from a lot from Chicago, but from other places too. Now, we have two ways of looking at that. We can either look at that as saying, you know, these people come, they have relatively poor economic resources. They came here for the Section 8 housing. And so that's how we end up with the mentality where we don't think about that as being a commercial neighborhood anymore. We think about it as a housing neighborhood, like that's where people live. So I think we need to start looking at the people who have more recently, in the last two decades, moved to West Bloomington as being those are the people who can help revitalize it. They're not the problem.
You have a grocery store there that closed recently in Pops.
Just to be clear about Pops, it did not function as a grocery store. It hasn't for many years. It was not at all a grocery store. There was no fresh food in there. There was no food.
Most of the items there were purchased at the local Walmart and then brought there, and the prices being hiked up for convenience. It was more or less an avenue for the owners to make an extra dollar off of the food that already being offered outside of the community. So you would see these owners go to Walmart and buy 15 gallons of milk for a dollar a gallon and bring them back to Pops and sell them for $4 a gallon.
So you believe if there was a legitimate grocery store that operated like a grocery store and served the community's needs as a grocery store should, that it would be successful?
Yes, I do believe that. And I can support that belief off of the community assessments that have been done by myself personally through my organization, Charm Inc., and other organizations such as the West Bloomington Revitalization Project and other organizations similar to that. And some of the things that we found is these residents who live in this community, majority of them, I'd say a number that I can just throw out there and be confident with, a high 60% of the residents in that community live off a fixed income, which means every dollar that they have is rationed to get through to the next paycheck or the next whatever, however they're living or wherever their finances are coming from. And if a person has to take $5 or $10 out of that rationed fund account and put it towards a taxi cab or bus to get to the grocery store, they're putting themselves in a situation where I either have food in the refrigerator or have my lights on. So this is real life situations for people. There have been studies that have been done recently that have found that over 100 children in that neighborhood go to sleep every night, every single day, hungry, without food. And this is directly tied to the food desert.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Eric Stock with Arthur Haynes and Lori Bell with the new West Market Street Council and their efforts to bring a redeveloped plaza to the city's west side. Now let's take a look at what it'll take to make it happen. You have indicated that Mayor Terry Renner has enthusiastically supported this project. What kind of support are you specifically seeking from the city to help move this project along?
Right now, in these preliminary stages, we're looking for insight. We're looking for some of the things that we've gathered thus far are some feasibility studies that have been done by the city of Bloomington that will allow us to see the obstacles that lie ahead of us, that will allow us to navigate around these obstacles.
In terms of what's needed, I think the important thing is to go. We are starting with the West Bloomington Master Plan for the development of West Bloomington. All of that work all got done. We, you know, got together as a community and we made a whole plan. We are talking only about implementing a plan that already exists, really. We are talking about taking the corner of Market and Street and Howard, which is identified in the West Bloomington Development Master Plan as being the key commercial, you know, district of West Bloomington. It is key to the whole development of West Bloomington. That plan is sitting there, but it's nobody's responsibility to do anything about it. So there's pictures, there's words, there's all kinds of things that go with it. There's fancy renderings of what it could be like, but it's absolutely nobody's business to do anything about it. Really, I think what we are doing is just stepping up and saying we're making it our business to take that particular development project, which is key, and we're stepping up to say we're going to be the ones to figure this out.
And of course, any kind of development is going to require cash, a considerable amount of it. Where do you find that? And how much are you needing?
Well, we think we probably need to start with $500,000, you know, because we're going to have to buy that property. And
is that just to buy the property itself or to do any?
No, that would be to buy the property and do some things. We couldn't buy the property and tear all the existing buildings down and start again, but we could buy the property and rehabilitate the existing buildings, redo the parking lot, repave the parking lot, put in planters, put in benches, put in all of the amenities that come with it. We could get everything up to health code standards. We could do all of that with $500,000. We live in a city where there are corporations who, you know, have their homes here, who have their businesses here. And I think, you know, it would be great if we end up being able to do business-to-business partnerships.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And there's big money in this town, way bigger than $500,000. And I'm hoping that some of those businesses are really going to start to see this as a business development and want to partner with us, because we do not want to be known as a charity that has got our hand out for donations. We're not interested in that.
Because if you're looking at running a business, a grocery store business, there have been some setbacks in that part of the community in recent years with Fresh Market, with Cub Foods, Kroger pulled back on an expansion. Green Top Grocery is having major financial problems. Understanding that this is a different market, different part of the community that is not being served right now, but is there enough in this community to sustain a business like that, not just to get it going, but to have a regular customer base that it can thrive and help grow that part of the community?
I think the answer to that question will ultimately serve as the business model, the way that this will come about. I think where we are right now, we'll need to gather that information to know how to scale this thing. We don't want to build some huge grocery store that's not going to be successful. I think the best way to go about this is to understand the needs of the community and then fill that void from that standpoint. That way we don't get too far ahead, and that way everything that we come up with or whatever we decide to do at that location is sufficient for the needs of the people in that community.
When I've brought people who were very skeptical, I've been bringing people to common ground. And when people see common ground and they know that business has been standing there on Main Street since 1978, and it's kept its doors open while everybody else has, you know, gone through this and that. The whole downtown went, you know, has gone through all of what it's been through. And Common Ground has, you know, been successful all the way through. I think there is the way to be the right thing in the right place. That's what we need to be.
That's Lori Bell and Arthur Haynes with the West Market Street Council. They spoke with GLT's Eric Stock. They say there's no timetable for raising the money or for any store to open. This is Sound Ideas.